beloved and holy and only child of our Heavenly Father, child of the one source, child of light, divine. That is who you are. Take it deeply within the consciousness and contemplate what that means. I am the one known as Jeshua ben Joseph. Jesus, you have called me. And it is in great joy that I come to abide with you this evening in your timing. Great joy to uplift, to be with you in the upliftment, to walk around as the honor and privilege which it is, and to touch you, even in a physical manner, to reach out and to mess up the hair. Yes, to say there is beauty in everything. To be able to feel your heart as I look deep within your eyes. I see your heart. I see the Christ of you. And I know and love that which you are. There is a most wonderful energy. You have felt it in this room. You have felt it in this gathering. There is a most wonderful energy that is sweeping the face of our Holy Mother, the Earth. It is a new energy that has come in with what you have arbitrarily called your new millennium. For know you that there are other calendars, other reckonings of time that do not call this a millennium. But within your belief system and the collective agreement, you are calling this a new millennium. And with the birthing of a new millennium, there has been a wonderful expectation, a freeing, if you will, where even the collective consciousness has said, I am ready for something new. I expect something new. And there has been, even in the past few months of your timing, an awareness, a searching, a looking for miracles. And that which you will seek and look for, you will find. In this gathering already, even in this evening, you have been touched by miracles. Things that you would not have expected to experience, to feel before you came to this gathering. And there has been much, even in the past few moments, of shifting of old belief system. Much of freeing, much of healing. You may claim it. There is a newness that is being birthed. Because you have decreed after eons of time and lifetimes of creating everything you could imagine and suffering through everything you could imagine, there is a newness and an expectation now to have a creation experience that is of light. That is why it has been so appropriate that we speak of ascension in this time. But ascension does not necessarily have to mean the dissolution of the body. As we have spoken in last evening, that is a side effect, an after effect. It is not the goal. But you have been moving in ascension, in this lifetime, in truth, in other previous lifetimes leading up to this one. You have been living ascension because you have descended as far into matter and the identification with matter as you are going to go. And you have begun the process, as you see, time and steps, you have begun the process of the ascent into the realization of the freedom and unlimitedness who you are. You have felt certain freedom when you will hit the small white ball. You have felt an exhilaration, and you have watched it go, and your spirit has gone with it. You have known yourself to be here with a certain objective. You are going to hit the little white ball, and you know, even without looking, you know where you want it to go. There is an expansion, in truth, that happens in that moment, where you are focusing, yes, it is a beautiful metaphor about what your life is. You are focusing, yes, on the ball with an intent. You are focusing upon individuality, as you see, specific focus. And yet you know where you expect it to go, hopefully. Hopefully, yes. For you always leave a bit of the room for its improv, because it just might end up in the sand trap or the water or somewhere off in the rough. But you have intent and you have expanded perspective, even at the same moment that you have the focus upon the little white ball. And you draw back, and you know, even in the swing, as you do the swing, your intent, your focus is upon that little white ball. And you bring back, and you follow through. And the spirit of you, the consciousness of you, goes with the little white ball. It is no longer focused on what you call the little small thing that holds it up. The T, yes, the T. It is no longer focused there, but it is focused out there. As you hold in a lifetime specific focus upon this individuality, who you think you are, and the personality traits and abilities and so forth, that is as you would focus on the little white ball. But at the same time, there is an expanded self of you that is focusing upon where you intend to go, which is back home in the realization, the ascension. You know, even as you are focusing upon what must be done in the daily living, the schedules that you keep, places you must go, people you will meet with, even as you are carrying through on the goals of a lifetime, there is a knowing deep within you, in the expanded self, of where you are as the greater self, moving the same as that little white ball. It is a miracle, in truth, what you do to keep the focus on the individuality. Do you know how much intense focus that takes? How much specific focus of consciousness it takes to just claim to be an individual? It takes a lot of very specific focusing. The same as you will do if you are playing a very good game of the golf. And such a sense of freedom, unlimitedness, movement, expanded energy as that little white ball takes off. Yes. Especially when it goes where you have intended it to go. Especially. But again, like all of the lifetimes, you see where the little white ball has gone, and then you play from there. That is what you do, lifetime after lifetime. You play from wherever one lifetime has led you. And most wonderful what you do, because lifetimes previous to this have led you to this point. And it is a blessed point. Many of the brothers and sisters struggle through a lifetime, even this lifetime. And they are very much aware of, focusing upon what is wrong in the lifetime. All of what would be missing, what is not right about the body, what is not right about the career choice, what is not right about the mate or a relationship, what is not right about the politicians, what is not right about the world conditions, etc. And they can have a list as long as your arm, that everything is wrong and getting wronger. And that is how they see it. Then you have others, a brother and sister, and they say, yes, there are certain things that I see in the world that are not yet in a place of harmony. But they can give you a list, as long as their arm, about all of the good things that there are, the beauty, the miracles that happen. Where do you stand? Yes, on the miracle side, and sometimes in between. That's okay, too. But for the most part, as a percentage, and you love to deal in figures and percentages, you do land on the side of the miracles. You do choose. Because you have already done this whole list. You've been there, done that, you know where it gets you. With everything wrong, you have lived the war, the warfare, you have lived the violence, you have lived in hatred and anger and frustration, you have lived all of the fears you can imagine now in this point of focus and other fears that you cannot even imagine. And I would say to you, don't bother at this point either. But you've been there, and you have done it, and you have chosen before this lifetime, that now you will focus upon, choose for that which is good and true and holy and beautiful. You have said, I want to know true love, love of self, love of others. I want to know that life itself is good. I want to know there is purpose for life and that I can live in joy. And know that I am in harmony with my purpose. That is what ascension is all about. I want to know my purpose and to live in harmony with my purpose. I want to do the will of my Father. Yes, that has been your sincere desire all of this lifetime and many other lifetimes as well. And as you will ask, you will find. As you will be willing to look upon everything in a new way, new perspectives come up everywhere. You have thought in previous times that life was a struggle, that the sensitivity that you brought into this lifetime made you too vulnerable, too open to be hurt. And you have felt yourself trampled by the world from time to time. And you have tried ways to armor yourself, to keep the world and its hurt, its possible hurt, at a distance. And you have become very good at armoring. But you have come to a place where you have realized that the armoring, yes, it did keep out the possibility of hurt, but it also kept you in. And that which you would share with others, sometimes you didn't know how to allow it out. But, praise be to the divine self, you could not be satisfied to stay within the armor. And no matter how hurtful it seemed to be, how threatening it seemed it could be, you opened the door of your heart and you ventured out. You have turned a corner You have realized that it is okay to be sensitive. It is okay to love. It is okay to want harmony, truth, and beauty in your life. And it is okay to live that vulnerability. And you have opened the door to your heart farther and farther. Yes, sometimes there has been a bit of the acid rain of the world. But you have said, that is okay. I know who has created it. And if I have created that possibility, perhaps I can look at it in a different way. And you have. And you have ventured out more and more. All of you, with great courage to come, to bring your heart as it would be upon a platter, to a grouping such as this, and to say, not so much in words, but because you are here, to say, I am willing to show you who I am. I hope you will treat it with love. And you have found that others who are yourself have come with the very same desire and hope. And they bring their heart and they show it to you. And they say, I will love yours if you love mine. And that is what it is all about. It is being in love, trusting, having that faith. That in truth you can open up and you can smile as the child. You can be spontaneous as the child. You can hide under the table and then feel a certain energy that has to come out and to be out with others because you know that you are the master, the same as the taller ones. You know that you are here to live life to its fullest. It is true, no matter whether you are the small one or the tall one, the child within you wants to be acknowledged, celebrated, nurtured, and allowed to come out. That is part of ascension. Ascension, the steps that lead up to what you have seen as the act of ascension. One of the steps is in being willing, the discipline of choosing to open the heart one more time, no matter what previous experiences have been, but to open the heart one more time. And each time you open the heart and you say to others, this is who I am, you move one more step up in the remembrance of the truth of your own ascension. But in truth, your ascension has already happened. You yet see yourself to be within a certain collective belief that says there are physical laws that govern what the body will do. If you will jump up in the air, there is a law that says you will come back down again, an attraction of physicality. You yet see yourselves to be governed, a small bit anyway, by the peers, by society, by what you have agreed in the collective consciousness will be the way of this reality. And yet, you are ascending even out of those bonds that have held you. You are coming to the place, a very holy place, of the realization that you are in the world because you have chosen to be, and yet not of the world. The world is of you. And you are coming to the place a most holy place where you realize I am much more than the world, much more than that which I create. I am the spirit that flies with the little white ball. I am the free spirit that takes in all the focus, the swing, and the flight. How expensive. You are moving into a reality now which is most contagious. In other words, you don't have to worry about, well, I have caught a glimpse of freedom, of love, of harmony, of beauty. But it is going to be so hard to convince anyone else of it. No, you have made a turning with your willingness to live in expanded awareness. You have made a turning that says it can be easy. What I have found, I cannot keep to myself. And in truth, you can't, for there is no separation. And what you are finding, this new energy, this expansive energy of ascension, is contagious. Just as there was a certain spreading because of agreement of collective consciousness, a certain contagion that happened with the descent into specificity, narrower and narrower, there has been now an agreement to allow the contagion again to be for expansion. And there is a new energy that you have been birthing in truth for quite a while, even in your past century. But it is accelerating and has accelerated with the timing that you call the new millennium, and with the freedom that you have said goes along with this new birthing, this new timing. So what you do, it is going to be spreading because it has to. It is as a yeast, a leavening, if you will, that allows all, for there is no separation, to be uplifted. That, beloved ones, is the gospel, the good news. Oftentimes, the gospel has been applied just to my life and times and teaching. But the gospel, in truth, right now, is the ascension. It is the new energy that will not be denied. That is your gospel. The gospel sits among you. It is wonderful. As you are moving into this new energy, willing to live in it, there yet remains the voice of separated ego. Not as insistent as it used to be, but it yet remains. And it speaks to you in every day. What about any of the fears that you have? What about X, Y, and Z? Have I prepared myself to meet others? Sometimes you rehearse not only what you are going to do on the morrow, but you rehearse what you are going to say to another one. You kind of run through to see how it's going to feel. Have I prepared? Have I read enough of the books? Do I appear a certain way that will be attractive so that ones will want to have discourse with me? That they will want to acknowledge me and see me? There is much in the collective consciousness that speaks very intently to you about a certain perfection of form. And you have given over some of your freedom to that voice. And it doesn't feel good. Why, ask of yourself, why do you have a fear? What is the message that the fear, the underlying message of it? That you are not good enough? That perhaps you will not be accepted? You have lived that scenario this lifetime. You have reviewed it. But you have lived that scenario in other lifetimes where you have not been accepted by the village, the tribe, the culture, and you have been outcast. And you found it very hard to sustain the body on your own. You were cast to the wolves and the wild things, and you had to go it alone for a while. Some lifetimes you managed to go it alone. Other lifetimes you gave over the physical body. And there is a fear, a deep-seated fear, that if I don't at least somehow fit in, I may be outcast. And even without examining what that means, you do not want to be outcast because it might mean the seeming end of you. Maybe I am not good enough to be part of the village. Maybe I am not good enough to be loved. Maybe I will be lost forever. Maybe if I don't find the right keys that unlock that which I want to know, maybe I will lose out and the others will go on ahead of me and I will be lost. Maybe I will find myself in utter darkness. And who knows what the darkness holds? There is a fear of darkness, physical darkness, but more than that, spiritual darkness. Maybe if I get totally lost in the darkness, I will cease to exist and no one can find me. Maybe nobody will want to find me. I don't want to be alone. I am afraid. And you go through all kinds of scenarios, all kinds of themes. Born from the one fear that comes out of the belief in separation, that somehow you could be separate from the Father, from your source, from your divinity. Every fear that you have, if you trace it back, it goes back to the soil of separation that speaks a non-truth, but it speaks that somehow you could be separate and alone and lost forever. It goes back to the belief in separation. Now, as I have spoken of possible fears, you have gone within and you have said with certain ones, yes, I know that one. I don't want to think about it. I try to put it behind me. It is too fearsome. But praise and glory be to you because you now have the understanding and the tools to know that that which speaks to you in fear is a non-truth of your being, and you can dispel it very easily. You can dispel it by one deep breath. It is as simple as that. As you take a deep breath, you allow the body, the lungs, to expand. You allow the oxygen to be taken into the bloodstream to go and to nourish all of the cells of the body, and they expand. As you do that, you are in truth breathing in the spirit of you, allowing more of the whole self of you to be taken into awareness. With one deep breath, there is a sense of calming, very powerful, and an opportunity to abide in that peace, followed by another deep breath, which takes in more of the spirit of you into the awareness, consciousness, the awareness. Another calm added to the first calm. It cannot be denied, this calming. Yes, the voice of panic, of fear, can be very strong, but you are stronger. And as you will continue to breathe, focusing only upon the breath, that which has seemed to be so powerful, so potentially devastating, recedes to the place where you can begin to see it for what it is. A big black cloud of fear, dissipated by the light which you are breathing in. The deep breath, the focusing upon breath, not the focusing upon the dark cloud, the focusing upon the breath, the focusing upon the power of spirit as you take it in, allows you to move from the space of sheer panic. You have all known a moment or so or longer of sheer panic where you thought, for goodness sakes, you were going to be done in. But you weren't. You did manage to breathe the next breath. You have found yourself sometimes in a moment of sheer panic to the place where you thought you could not draw next breath. And yet you did. And as you will choose with a breath that has to be taken, for you will choose, yes, to breathe, but also you have the work of the body cooperating with you, because the body itself is going to call for breath. So you don't have to worry about it. Even if you get to the place of the sheer panic and you don't breathe, you will pass out, clunk, and the next thing you do is breathe. It is the body's way of getting you out of the way. And then you have breath, and you build upon that breath with the focusing upon the breath and the power that is with the breath. And you say, even in those moments, I am that which gives life. I am life. I am one with life. And you are. You would not be here in this moment, in this time, if you were not life. You wouldn't be alive. You wouldn't be doing what you're doing. You cannot deny that you are alive, right? Are you alive? Oh, yes, very much so. And even when you decease the body, you will still be alive. As you know very well, you have had experience most recently of that. Even when the body is deceased, life continues, consciousness continues in even a more free form, most wonderful form of expression. I am life. I am one with life. More than that, I am life itself, very life itself. I am one with the source of life. I am a stream of life expressing itself. Many different lifetimes, incarnations, experiences, dimensions, realities. I am life come into whatever reality I am focusing upon in that moment. I am life. I am one with the source of life. I am one with the Father. The Father and I are one. I am the Father in expression. I am the extension of the Father. I and the Father are one. I am that which is. And you are. You cannot deny that. And as you will focus, keyword, focus, upon I am life, which you have agreed you are. I am one with that source of life. I am the stream, the flow of life. I am one with all that is, and you have to be. There comes a moment of realization, freeing beyond anything that ever you bought and paid dearly for. A moment of freeing realization. I am. Separated ego says, well, so what? But you say, I am free even of separated ego. I have brought into being separated ego to play with, to be part of a certain reality for a certain time interval. And when the purpose of separated ego has been fulfilled, he will go off the stage and you won't need him any longer. And that purpose quickly arrives. I am. I am the focus upon the little white ball. I am the golf club. It is an extension of me. I am the swing, the follow through. I am where the little white ball goes. I am all of the consciousness that takes in all of it. I am this lifetime. I am most beautiful songbird in this lifetime. I have a pure heart. And I express that to others. I have a desire to know true joy through vibration of song. I am the voice of other intelligences that come to encourage, to support, to give expanded vision. I am the one who lives in love and sees beauty and joy. I am the one, etc., 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 as you see yourself to have certain attributes, certain interests, certain talents that you freely offer. You are focusing upon the little white ball, and yet you are more than that. You are the whole of it. Even the idea that there could be a game, as it is called, of golf. Where does the idea, where did that come from? From the divine self, yes, that said, what can I create that I can put my consciousness into? What will I look upon? How will I use the physicality? How will I practice it? to have a certain follow through that I will know where it goes. You have a young one now who is astounding your sports. Yes, the tiger. Yes. He has come into this incarnation with a remembrance honed from other lifetimes. He has come into this lifetime with a knowing of oneness with what he does. From the time he was very, very small, he knew the feeling of how it would be. It was not something that could be explained to him in words, but it was something that he knew and remembered. Your ascension is something that you know and you are remembering. It is something that is very truly you. It is not something that you have to pray for, not something that you have to strive for, not something that you have to read all the right books and study all the right masters. Now that can help with your awareness, yes, but it is not something that you have to do. Your ascension is already guaranteed. Well, that feels pretty good. Yes. You can take that to heart. Your ascension is already guaranteed. And as we spoke in the last evening, you are already in the process of the ascension. Otherwise, you would not be sitting here entertaining the thought that there could be such a thing as ascension. Know you that there are many of the brothers and sisters who activate the physical form in this day and time who haven't a clue and not a desire to even think about ascension. They would say to you, I have enough to do putting food on the table, enough to do having a roof over the head for the family, enough to do pleasing the boss, enough to do tending the field. I don't have time for a luxury of thinking of ascension. And yet I will share with you that their ascension is guaranteed as well. In time. It will all happen in time because you have decreed that it will happen in time. And then the purpose of time will be fulfilled and you will know time no longer. Many of you say even now, and it is the most blessed saying that you have, I am running out of time. Whenever you find yourself saying that, say, oh, blessed thought. Instead of going like, oh, how am I going to get everything done? I'm running out of time. You always get done whatever has to be done, whatever is needful. And if it doesn't get done, it didn't need to be done. A separated ego will give you all kinds of twists and knots about it. Allow yourself to acknowledge that you have carried deep, deep fears with you. All of you have. All of you know when I was speaking of certain fears, of relatedness. All of you know the feeling of being abandoned, lost, not loved, not good enough, rejected. All of you know the sheer panic that has gripped you in some moment or another, that perhaps you would not find your way out of that fear. It is okay to acknowledge that you have agreed to humanhood. And one of the ingredients of humanhood that you have agreed upon is fear, the experience of fear, not the reality of it, with a capital R. It is not real, with a capital R. But you have agreed that you will know the creation called fear, and you will know all of the nuances of it, so that you can slay the dragon, or better yet, understand the dragon and pet it as the pet which it is. Well, you have created it, every single fear. Perhaps I will get so caught up in another one's drama. And yet you had to breathe through that and let it go. Perhaps I will be surrounded by others to the point of losing my identity. Perhaps I will be left alone and nobody will want to speak to me. And I won't know my identity because they won't tell me and they won't be there to show it to me. All kinds of most wonderful nuances, plays upon a play upon a play. Most creative. So acknowledge that you have deep fear, but know that the fear is part of humanhood. It is not part of your divinity. And when the fear comes up and speaks to you, whatever it may be, say okay to it. I understand you are part of human experience. And I have agreed I'm going to have a human experience. And that I am going to live through it. And that I'm going to even celebrate it, the human experience, and all of its treasures, to the point where you look upon the fears that can be so much devastating, or at least feel that they would be, and say how beautiful those colors are as they have been woven into the tapestry. Those moments of intense fear make the most beautiful colors in the tapestry. And you can celebrate just how creative, how intensely creative you have been. And move on from there. Now, it would be wise to take a break, to refresh the bodies, to get up and move around a bit, to put some water into the bodies. And as beloved elder often says, we will meet again in 8 and a half of your minutes. So be it. Now, we continue. Thank you, beloved one, for sharing that which would have seemed very vulnerable, your heart. And yet you have moved into a space where you have known that it is safe to share. To put the heart right out there and to say, this is what I have experienced. This is what I have come through. And then to take it to the place to say, this is where I am now. And to share that with others freely. Thank you. The presence of your mother and the love, the comforting you have felt from your mother will not end. It will always be, she will be the companion with you. For indeed, the lifetime that she expressed, this lifetime, it was a difficult one for her. It, in many times, went against the nature of the love which she knows herself to be. And yet it was something that she agreed to do, and a way that she would see the world so that others could do their beautiful dance with her. This is what all of you do. You play the most wonderful roles with each other, dances, if you will, because you have agreed that you will be teacher one to another. And you do it very well. In the teaching, though, you never lose yourself. In other words, you agree that you will live a certain role, but the truth of your being It is never lost. It is claimed once again when there is freedom. That is what you have felt with this one.
A slam dance.
Yes.
Not your intention.
Yes. Part of what you have just experienced with this one, and it is an experience which also you know, you have moved into that space, you know that feeling. Some of you recently, some of you in some years past, but you have experienced. It is part of the ascension because it is part of your expanded awareness that there is much more to life than just what you see this point of focus, this individual life, to be. Life is. You are life. And as we were speaking before the refreshing time of the break, I am life. And how you come to that most wonderful realization that is most freeing is a step-by-step choice every moment to choose for the ascendant thought. The thought that is uplifting, the thought that goes beyond what has been the old constricted thought, but to choose for the ascendant. To say, I have been in the small constricted space. Boy, do I know it well, and I know that script so well. I can recite it back to front, front to back. And of course you do. You fall into it sometimes as a great habit. Easy to do. But now you are choosing for the ascendant thought. And as you will continue to choose one ascendant thought upon another and upon another, it becomes easier and easier to claim your divine nature. It is not something foreign to you. And it becomes easier and easier to live in that space of ascension itself. Ascension is not something difficult. It is not something that is far from you, something complicated and complex. It is your divine nature to move in to the expanded state of ascension. I would do with you now a most wonderful meditation, you will call it. I will call it an enlivening. But we will begin with a deep breath. Allow yourself the deep breath. Feel yourself in that space of peace, even as you take the deep breath. That space that allows you the expansion. Yes. Take another deep breath. Feel yourself energized by spirit as you take in more and more awareness of spirit. Feel it energizing from the crown chakra, through the throat chakra, the heart chakra, to the solar plexus, to the knees, to the ankles, and to the soles of the feet. Feel the palms of the hands coming alive, radiantly warm. Feel yourself energized by the vibration of life itself as you live it. Speak to yourself mentally. I am life. I am alive, a dynamic force of life itself. I vibrate with the very energy of life. I feel it coursing through the body. I feel it in every cell of the body. I see it as light in every cell of the body. And I see myself as a sphere of light, a radiant sphere of light. around the body, through the body, extending as far as I can imagine, blending with the other spheres of light within this room, of radiant light of God energy. The Father come into expression in this point of reality. I am life. I am one with life itself. I live the vibration of true energy, divine energy, brought into this point of reality to serve my divine self. I stand now in a most dynamic place of choice, a place truly where I have already chosen to ascend. I feel myself no longer held to the earth, the planet of our Holy Mother, the earth. I feel myself no longer constricted by world belief. I feel myself to be free to go as the light, everywhere unlimited, unbounded. I feel the energy of life within the body, throughout the body, and beyond into the sphere of light, which is ever expanding, even as I am aware of it expanding. And I ride this light as far as I can imagine, feeling myself to be dynamically alive within this light. I am light. I go as the light of creation. The Father and I are one. No separation, no distance. I am the mind, the intelligence of all universes and beyond. I am the creative one who brought forth all of the universes and dimensions. And I live that life in all of the dimensions, truly alive as the one self which I am. I radiate that life. I feel it vibrant within the body, within the mind, and with the expansion of the body and the mind. And I feel myself as light, unlimited, unbounded, forever ongoing as the expression of the one creative source, holy being that I am. I am forever and beyond. Take another deep breath. And as you do so, allow yourself to bring the light which has expanded so unlimitedly into all universes. Bring that light back into this point of focus. Slowly, gently, bring it back in through the crown chakra to the heart chakra, centered in the heart. Feel yourself yet vibrantly alive. Know yourself to be the vibration of life itself. I am from before time began. I am the ascended one. So be it. Then, when it feels comfortable, you can open your eyes and be back here. Could you feel expanded? Yes. I could see that. This is Judith now. I guess you could tell. I could feel the turning on of energy that I'm sure must have raised this roof. I could feel something very powerful shift. And when I opened my eyes, again, it was like I had to blink several times because the light was so brilliant. It was like I had been in a dark room. And then all of a sudden you open the door and there's the light. I don't know what you guys did, but you did it. Okay. Live, love, laugh. So be it.